Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 5A, Mama Addie's Story. None of the orphans knew how Mama Addie came to be the house mom at Riedemer House. They all sat quietly as she began her story. "When I was young, many families moved from the country to go to work in the city to make more money. Instead, over half of them ended up poor. They were so poor they could not take care of their children, so the children ended up living in the streets or going to an orphanage. My parents worked long hours in a factory, and we had enough to feed and clothe ourselves, but I was very selfish and always wanted more things. I was so selfish I didn't even notice how sick my mom was becoming. When I turned 12, my parents bought me a ticket to a play. I didn't even say thank you. In fact, when they told me to do the dishes that night, I said no. So they took the ticket away. I was so mad I sneaked out of bed that night and found the ticket. After school that Friday, I stayed with my friends. Then we all went to the play. But I didn't enjoy it. I was too worried about what my parents would do when I got home. Because it was late and I was alone, the street cleaners picked me up and took me to a workhouse. While I was there, I was overworked, always hungry, lived with bugs, and became sick. 2 weeks later, my father found me. He said Mom had passed away. She had worked herself to death, just so I could enjoy a better life. My father worked long hours during the day, then took care of me at night. He got so tired and sick that he died too. I was left alone and spent 6 years in overcrowded workhouses and orphanages. I was always hungry and tired, and no one loved me. It was during this time God told me how much He loved me. He reminded me of how hard my parents worked to feed me and buy clothes for me. He also reminded me of how mean I had been to them. I realized how wrong I was and wished I could tell them I was sorry. At that moment, I learned something that changed my life."